Francis Leach, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Well, in NRL yesterday, the Cowboys produced one of the most memorable comebacks in recent NRL history, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, they're having some sort of season, aren't they? They've made it 10 wins in a row in the most spectacular fashion, scoring 5 tries in 12 minutes to beat the Parramatta Eels 36-30 at the Parramatta Stadium. They were trailing 30-6 midway through the second half. No one saw the Cowboys run coming, but Jonathan Thurston kicked him into life. Gavin Cooper's hat-trick was the tonic they needed, and Lawushka, 24 unanswered points, equaling the third biggest comeback in the history of the competition. In the other game yesterday, Mosim Bai put in a star turn for the Canterbury Bulldogs in their 29-16 win over St George Illawarra. St George are having a great season themselves, but the Dogs climb back into the top 8 with that victory. So the top 8 in the NRL at the moment, the Broncos still on top of the table on points difference with North Queensland, both with 20 competition points. Melbourne in third on 18 along with the Dragons. South Sydney still a chance to defend their title from last year in fifth spot. And the Roosters, the Dogs and the Warriors make up the top 8.
Awushka, I love that. In the AFL, Collingwood awushkered at the MCG over Melbourne.
They did. It was a good game, this one. Travis Cloke had a day to remember, kicking a career equaling high 7 goals without missing, which would have pleased Collingwood fans. They've extended their unbeaten streak over the Demons to 11 matches with a 25-point victory over the D's at the MCG in front of 66,000 people. As much as it was about the football, it was also about former Essendon and Melbourne coach Neil Danaher, who was raising money to fight the battle against motor neurone disease yesterday. I think they raised over $2 million on the day. Neil is suffering from the condition, and he's become the face of that campaign. His Demons were brave. They were beaten early. Collingwood kicked the first 5 goals. The Demons kicked the next 6, but Collingwood steadied up to win and now sit well and truly in the top 4. Fremantle still on top with the Sydney Swans chasing them. The Collingwood are up to 4th on the table as it stands.
And there's a bit of excitement building. The Matildas' quest for World Cup glory gets underway today. I got that wrong yesterday. I thought it was overnight. It's still to start in this first up clash test with the USA.
Yeah, today 9:30 a.m. SBS if you want to watch, and it will be a tough start to the campaign. Group D is the toughest of the competition, but Alan Stashish has had his team on the road for the better part of 15 months preparing for this. This day is the day that will really determine their campaign as they take on the United States. They have not beaten the Americans in 25 starts, and a loss will make it pretty tough as they've got Sweden and Nigeria to come.
But it's not a knockout, right?
No, it's not. It's a group stage as similar to the other World Cups that we've seen in the past, but a loss makes it pretty tough. But they do have the players that can make a difference. Lisa Devana hopefully will come up and be fit for this game.
She's seen on the screen Lisa Devana is playing. Claire Polkinghorne is not, is what I've just seen.
Yeah, that's tough because Claire Polkinghorne has been struggling with some hamstring soreness, and she's a co-captain with Devana, and she's the real steadiness that the team needs. But they do have Katrina Gorey, who's an extraordinary player with really good attacking instincts and shoots on sight, and she's the AFC, the Asian Player of the Year. And the Americans, well, A.B. Wambach, Alex Morgan, and the lightning quick Sidney Leroux are the ones that they need to try to stop. The Americans haven't won this tournament since 1999. They've won it twice in the past. They feel they're due. The Australians have been preparing for this, as I said, since Alan Stashich took over. This has been the day they've been looking forward to. So it's all on the line today, and I can't wait for it, Fran. It should be an absolutely cracking game from Winnipeg about 9:30 a.m. this morning.
9:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you want to cheer on the Matildas, have a go. Go the Matildas. Thanks very much, Francis. Talk to you again at 7:30.
See you, Fran.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.